Every little thing makes a difference. I just recently was reading in a book titled The Willpower Instinct by Kelly McGonigal that one of the biggest things that a person can do to be healthy is to be consistent about the choices that they make. For instance, for me, right now, I said, I want to walk more. I want to walk more in 2015. I'd like to think that I was going to walk home every day from work, and I don't do that because it's too dark, but I like to walk some every night. So maybe it'll be 2 miles, maybe it'll be 4 miles home from town, but I'm trying to walk some every day.
Now, our town resident walking expert is also with us today. Tell me about your daily walk, Dan.
One day a week I walk from home to the hospital, which is 5 miles. The other, how many days is that? The other 6 days, I walk 2 miles a day.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 78.
What's the coldest you remember walking into work?
Here it'd be like 30 below, but I lived above the Arctic Circle for a couple of years. And I was out walking when it was about 100 degrees chill factor, minus 100 chill factor. So you can walk when it's pretty cold.
I think you've encouraged many of us to stop trying to find excuses for reasons to be outside walking. Why do you do that every day or so often?
Well, I used to say that I lived with the best cook in Bristol Bay, and we were good friends with the second best cook in Bristol Bay, so I had to walk to stay thin. But since I've gotten older, I walk for health. I have to second what Dr. Heinemann just said about walking. I was just at a meeting down at the University of Washington, and I tell people they covered everything from dandruff down to ingrown toenails. And the cure for everything was to walk. And they say if walking were a prescription, it would be the most recommended, or should be the most recommended prescription that we would dispense.
Interesting. Now, this may seem pretty rudimentary, but you have to have probably some tips for people walking. I think if anybody decided they were going to go out and walk 5 miles tomorrow, maybe not anybody, but a lot of us would scratch our heads and say, geez, what shoes should I wear? Should I have a light? Is there a trail I'll be safe on? What are some tips for somebody that may just start walking?
You need a good pair of grippers. That's the way to start. A good pair of shoes, and most people would know what those are. Running shoes if it's 30 above, and those are real heavy rubber boots if it's 30 below. You need wind gear. Cover your ears up. I frostbit my ear several times. Good pair of hand gloves. Most of it's common sense. And starting low, go slow.
Start low, go slow. That's a good way to start the year.
Dan actually gave me the best tip that I ever had for winter running, which was to get the cheap hex head metal screws, the quarter inch long ones, and just screw them right into an old pair of running shoes.
That's about a $1.50 fix to make a good pair of grippy running or walking shoes.
Correct. The only thing that I found out is don't stick them underneath the ball of your foot because
eventually they'll
poke you.
Right. Let's talk about some other general health. And Doc, if you could pretend that I'm just one of your patients and I want to set some goals for myself this year to be a little healthier, talk me through it.
I would ask if you smoke. If you do, stop.
Period?
Period. Yeah. Nicotine is one of the most addicting substances on earth, and it's very difficult, but you need to stop smoking, you need to stop chewing. You need to stay in motion. If you drive a snow-go, you wear a helmet. The same thing in a car, you wear a seatbelt. If you're overweight, you lose weight. Diets are worthless. There's only one diet that's of any value, in my opinion, and that's the Mediterranean diet, because it includes salmon, olive oil, whole grains, fruits, nuts, and if you drink wine, all the better. Glass of red wine in the evening. Enough rest. Kathy, take it from there.
Do something to take care of your stress. Exercise is certainly one of the better ways to take care of stress, but other things can also take care of stress, like yoga, talking with good friends, going to church for some folks.
Okay. All of these things you've mentioned, I'm not following any of them, or I'm doing the ones you've told me to quit. What do I do now?
You get up an hour earlier in the morning, and you go to bed an hour earlier, and you start a stretching regime, planks, Pilates, rubber bands, yoga.
Maybe broad terms, what are some other health issues that either one of you see common that people can make lifestyle choices on here in Bristol Bay?
Dan mentioned drinking wine, but he's talking about one glass of wine. I see alcohol as one of the biggest problems. And overuse of alcohol and the use of drugs for non-medicinal purposes, for recreational purposes, are two of the major things that I see as damaging the health of the individual and of their family, and especially of their children.
Doctor?
I have little to add to that. When I talk to patients, I become like a broken record and drink lots of water, eat healthy and walk, and don't smoke and walk, and don't drink too much and walk.
Put on those walking shoes, huh?
Yes.
Dr. Hyman, Dr. O'Connell, thank you both so much for coming by.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure.